The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Fingal County Council says it will not consider an application to lift the passenger cap that limits numbers at Dublin Airport to 32 million passengers a year, saying the application from the DAA was invalid. Councillor Cathal Boland, former mayor and former deputy mayor of Fingal County Council, former vice president of the Airport Regional Council of Europe, is with me now. Cathal, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Can you explain to us about the rejection of this application? It wasn't that they were saying no, they were saying what you put into us wasn't valid.
That's right. The when the analysis was done, it was a very complex application. And when they worked their way through it, it became that the description of the development in the public notices was non-compliant with the relevant regulations and was inadequate and misleading.
Now, what do you make of the DAA's contention that the Fingal County Council planners twice confirmed the validity of the DAA's no-build application, because they weren't looking to build anything? They confirmed it on the 23rd of December as valid, and again on the 6th of January as valid, and yet yesterday it's invalid.
When somebody comes along and puts in a planning application, the planning application is looked at in the first instance for the number of copies of drawings, you know, so on. And yes, it is a valid application. And then you get into, it goes on up the line, and somebody has to go and analyse the document and what it's actually saying.
Now, when they turned it down, they do explain themselves a bit. They say it's not consistent with Article 18.1 D, Article 19.1A, including a prescribed form, Article 22, including a prescribed form, and for the avoidance of doubt, the planning authority considers the application to be invalid under Article 26.3A and Article 26.3B for the 2001 regulations, although matters under either Article 26.3A or B alone would by themselves be a basis for invalidation based on the considerations set out below. And there's a lot of considerations. This seems to me to be making a simple, relatively simple matter more complicated than it needs be. They want to allow more passengers through Dublin Airport. That seems to be a numbers game, not one of these convoluted planning applications.
A planning application, if it's been made, has to be clear and a fair description of what's proposed. And if you go and look at the chief executive's report, you'll find that what the planners are saying is that it is contradictory and does not give a fair and reasonable account of what the application is seeking. The numbers which it's basing itself off are dubious. It seems to me to be quite extraordinary that the DAA regularly makes planning applications, and more than often than not, additional information has to be sought, or in this case, it's invalid. And one has to ask the question, which I asked on Monday night in the council. I had a motion down about the DAA and their planning application. What was the problem? That they would appear not to be capable of making a straightforward application which would be valid.
Are you saying that they brought into this applications matters which were not related to the application? In other words, a bit like one of those complicated bills in the United States Senate where you add the pork bellies to the drilling rights and all the rest of it.
That's a fair description. It's like saying that the pork belly came from a cow.
Okay, so
it is not straightforward. They haven't availed themselves of the opportunity to go into a pre-planning meeting and discuss the situation with the planners. Now,
Kenny Jacobs said, by the way, you don't have to do the pre-planning. It's recommended, but you don't have to do it.
But if you're going in for something of this scale, then it would be prudent to do so. The interesting part about this is, of course, that they perhaps should have done this some years ago to be prepared for the uptake in the numbers going through the airport. But they didn't. They now are putting in an application, and they're crying foul that the whole economy is going to collapse because they're not being given their way.
But I'm looking at it is an
approach of dictating. If a builder was to come in with that kind of attitude, the whole country would laugh at them. Simply because these guys are big doesn't mean they can ride roughshod.
Typically, when people are big, they get more from the planning authority in terms of consideration than if they're a small person looking for an extension that might have a window to one side or another. And we know that. They have great latitude, developers. The bigger they are, the more latitude they get, typically, from planners.
If we were to adopt the approach that the DAA has to planning, we could sort out the housing crisis overnight by simply abandoning the notion of requirement at all for permission. We'd all have chalets in our back garden and there'd be no housing crisis.
But I'm looking
You've got to have regulation. Yeah. You've got to have a sensible process. And the objective that appears to me is that the DAA are putting in applications, not with the intention of getting them passed, but it almost looks as if they are looking to create confusion so that they may be able to.
Okay, but I'm looking at the reasons for turning it down, and there are, as I say, the considerations give us a little more detail about how the planners were confused by all of this. But they turn it down, Article 18.1a, which is about a notice in a newspaper, Article 19.1a, which relates to a site notice, and then Article 22 is the content of the planning application generally, which I suppose is the meat and potatoes of the whole thing. But are you saying they didn't put an ad in the newspapers and they didn't put a site notice?
No, I'm not saying that. Look, the point is that the application should reflect, the summary of the application should reflect the detail of the application. And my reading of the Chief Executive's report, that is not the case. That there is ambiguity and confusion within the full application as against that which is put forward in the summary.
It seems to me that the planners are having difficulty in understanding how the 36 million passengers and the 32 million passengers are calculated. Surely that's a matter of simple clarification.
Well, look, if you look at the whole application, it is deficient. It does not deal with the issues in a manner which an ordinary person reading it can understand.
Okay,
and I appreciate the
planners are
context.
Not
sorry, just one second.
Normal people. Do you know what I mean? They're supposed to be qualified.
Absolutely. But equally, if you put in an application, it should be legible to the ordinary person. In the general terms, it should not cause confusion. And it should not be misleading.
Okay, but, you know, you're an ordinary person, I'm an ordinary person. 32 million to go up to 36 million. I can understand that, to be quite honest. That seems to me to be very straightforward.
Providing you put in place all of the controls that are required to deal with the increase in the numbers. But you then equally have to look at what the application actually says and... From my reading of the Chief Executive's report, they're telling us quite clearly that the reasons set out below is misleading and or inadequate.
Okay, now one of the contentions of Kenny Jacob this morning on News Talk was that the application such as this and the forthcoming application for a 40 million passenger cap, they're really just beyond the capacity of any local authority to deal with, and they need to go directly to on board Planola.
I think, Pat, now that Kenny Jacobs was having a laugh. The biggest block in planning permission grants is on board Planola. The horror of anybody putting in an application is the notion that it'll end up at board Planola.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you.
Like, he's not living in the real world.
On board Planola have to deal with everything from the widow's extension to the wind turbines out in the Atlantic. And, you know, it is probably too much.
But that's he's suggesting that you should go into this board for Nala, which is overworked at the moment and is not making decisions in a timely manner.
Now, some of the texts coming in, Cathal. Hugh Mullen says, lunacy. We are an island nation. We need maximum connectivity. The first action of the new government needs to abolish the cap completely, remove the tyranny of the courts. Another one, Tim in Dublin says, welcome to the world of dealing with local authorities, Pat. Always blame the applicant. Never take responsibility. That is why our industry has no chance of getting through this mire of red tape. The bureaucrats are finally being choked by their own red tape, which is in turn choking our main airport. How much more do we have to put up with? Fingal is acting big too.
Pat.
Yeah?
I think it's 4 years ago. The local authority adopted a local area action plan for the airport, which provided for an increase of numbers to 40 million.
And you make the point that they're pushing an open door if they do it right.
Did not avail themselves of the opportunity to put in a planning application in a timely manner. to allow the planning system to operate. The DAA have been slow and, in my mind, have failed the business and failed the community by not putting their application in a timely manner.
Yeah.
Now they put their application in, they make it badly, and they blame somebody else.
Yeah. Now, in my local authority area, we have a little newsletter which gives all the details of the planning applications, and it says things like, sent back because we need more information. Would that not have been the simple thing to do there, to alert the DA, we need more information, and clarify it, and then get back in again?
That would has happened in previous applications where they have made badly made their application. They've been asked to clarify it. If you go through the detail of the chief executive's report and the logic for the invalidation on this occasion, it's quite clear that what they're saying is that it is not a situation that it is about clarification of the application. But it is about the summary of the application in the first instance, which is misleading to the general public.
Councillor Cathal Boland, thank you very much for joining us and helping us to make our way through the maze of this particular planning application. Well, now it's time for this.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.